Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome right. back. It's hour number 3. Sports Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah,
I think 980, 910 The Fan.
I think Valdez can, we can eavesdrop on Cakes. He's right. on El Sol right now.
Are we doing that now?
Yeah, right. The top.
And they put their board up depending on best player.
Speaking English.
By position and by team needs. Like it's a whole thing,
you
Chef.
You know what? Next year, we should go to the NFL draft picks.
You should. You know where the draft is next year. I believe I'm correct.
Where?
It's a big party town. It's fun.
Wait.
New Orleans.
What?
Yeah, you can do Mardi Gras. You can do the NFL draft. You can Let's do the whole nine.
Cakes is perfect Street. For that hit.
They asked him, how do you get the list of players that are going into the going into the draft?
Yeah. Chepe follows soccer.
So what do you think with your experience? What's going to happen with the Commanders?
They could go a bunch of different directions at number 29. Like you could. Here's one thing about the draft too, Chepe. I'm gonna just school you guys quickly on this.
Okay.
You can either sit at they're at number 29 in the first round.
They're gonna explain trading back to them.
NFL draft.
Trading back, right?
So you can either make your pick at 29. You could engage in a trade with another team where you move off your pick and get extra picks.
Thanks for listening to your hit.
Oh, senor.
We're listening to your hit.
Once you've selected the player,
that's it.
Then that's it. Then you have to go play for that team.
30 seconds behind.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, nice job.
I mean, it's
they love the fact that you can trade out of 29 and gain picks. They love that.
I mean, it's crazy high dollar offer.
Just trying to
but the NFL draft for beginners. They found their.
They learned a lot.
We found their punt segment today.
Nice job, Cakes.
Thank you.
Nice job. So real quick, so I got to do the EP here in just a second, but so my guys are coming down, right?
Yeah, the New Yorkers.
And we're going to the Nats game on Saturday. We talked about it many times. D's going to be our chauffeur. We'll be I'm sure we'll make an appearance at the bullpen. Vinny's desperate to go to. He loves the bullpen.
He's a big bullpen guy.
That's just right up his alley.
Why is he like it so much?
I hope they allow Crocs.
Outdoor party.
Outdoor beer. But that's a tailgate to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Vin's one of these guys, like, he'll go to, like, say, 15 Mets games. I'm guessing 15 Mets games a year. He tailgates for every Mets game. Like, he tailgates for baseball games.
Yeah. That's aggressive.
Like, he brings his grill. Like, that's... You know, and we'll sit behind home plate because, you know, RJ hooked us up. We'll be right behind home plate. Vin will talk to all the players.
You're going
to
be right.
I'm surprised he doesn't bring a glove.
Are you going to be first row?
Valdez, I would be mortified. Right behind
you haven't sat there before?
I'd be mortified by that.
Yeah, what's he doing?
No, they get a kick out of it.
I know they do, but have some decorum.
They humor him.
He talks to the Mets players and the Nats players?
No, he doesn't really talk to
just the Mets players.
He doesn't care about the Nats are Nats to him. He doesn't care about them. He's locked in on the Mets. And he talks to them while they're in the on deck.
That's a blemish on you.
No, it's
but he hangs out with people like that.
Understand.
No, it's
they
just...
love it. They get a kick out of it. They're used to it. They're from New York, right? They're used to it.
That's fine. They get a kick out of it. sitting next to them, I would not get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
And being a company, like bringing them into the stadium.
Right.
I know. If I was sitting there, my day would be ruined. I mean, shut your pie hole.
In particular, he gets so excited that I'm actually shocked he doesn't bring a glove. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, you couldn't catch anything where we are because we're behind a net or whatever. But if he was in the outfield or something,
Locke, he'd bring a glove.
I feel like he's that guy that 61 Hack years
Hample
old bring
with all of his jokes to the Mets.
Yeah. It's not even, dude. He just, I never seen a guy love it more. He just loves it.
It's like a kid.
Well, he's like a kid.
Let me ask you a real question.
Yeah.
It's not annoying at all. You're not annoyed by it. Because I'd be annoyed.
They don't annoy me. I get a kick out of it.
I know, don't you feel awkward?
Don't you feel awkward because other people are sitting around listening
not
to
really.
It?
Really. It's not like, I don't think it's like that. I don't think it's
They're not being disrespectful.
No, I don't think so. They're just, the guy is so happy. He just loves the Mets.
It's a little tilting that you're turning the flagship's front row seats into a Mets cheering section.
There's two guys.
That's a very good point.
I mean, they're not the only guys.
Great point.
But honestly, you look around, they're not going to be the only guys with Mets jerseys on. There'll be other guys there.
They're the only guys that from the home team's radio station. I know that.
But here's my dilemma. Mm-hmm. They'll be in heaven. My dilemma is, because we did this the last time, they're big. They got their spot. I forget the name of the spot. They go all the time. They go a million times. Okay. This Italian spot that they go to like six times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to go to something like this, they like to have espresso with buca. I don't know. Where do you get that in D.C.? What bars in D.C. have espresso machines?
No clue.
You know, I don't know.
I guarantee you Circa.
You think Circa has an espresso machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can certainly find out.
Because I remember I was wandering around Bethesda trying to find a place. I couldn't find a place.
If you're down here, I guarantee you Circa has one.
Circa? Okay.
Hey, don't blow off any little kids tonight. And make sure D wears those khakis.
What do you mean, blow off little kids? I don't blow off.
That's the last time.
The kid wanted to shake your hand last time you went to a game with Vinny and Joe down there?
There's no chance I blew off a kid.
That guy said otherwise, and he had proof.
There's no chance.
He had proof.
What was the proof?
That D was wearing khakis, and you said she doesn't wear khakis. She never has, and then he provided photo of her wearing khakis.
She doesn't wear khakis.
Or someone did.
What was she wearing?
She doesn't wear khakis.
But what was she wearing in that photo?
I don't know. She doesn't wear khakis. She doesn't own khakis.
Oh, okay.
It must have been another Chinese girl.
Chinese.
All right, so Circa's my spot. So I got to hit Circa, then the bullpen.
Yeah, I would go. I'd pregame at Circa or El Bebe right next to it.
Will El Bebe have the espresso machine?
Maybe.
They might.
Yeah. Because I was going to like coffee spots, but they don't sell liquor. You got to go to a bar that has an espresso machine.
Well, espresso martinis are hot right now.
Yeah, so maybe a lot of bars.
Gotta have an espresso machine.
An upscale bar or a bar worth a damn will have espresso.
A bar of note will have it.
I mean, I was wandering around clueless last time they were here trying to find it. I couldn't find it for the life of me. I do have an espresso machine in my house, but I never make them. I guess I could do that at the house before we leave.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
I didn't know
Vinny was a big fan of like 30-ounce just Miller Lights. Like that's just his thing.
Oh,
he's a big fan.
That's his thing.
That's his thing. That and Crocs.
That and Crocs. Look for us. All right.
I don't think you're gonna be hard to find. You're gonna be in the
Come
freaking
up and
first
say hello
row.
Because they will get a kick out of it.
So that's a 4:05 first
4:05,
pitch on
but
Saturday.
it's gonna be kind of a nightmare because it's gonna be scattered storms.
Did you look at the hourlies?
Yeah.
What are they saying it for?
I think it's supposed to start in the morning, but it just be like you say. I don't think it's gonna be an all day rain.
Yeah, spotty.
I think there's gonna be some spotty showers.
I bet Juan Soto can't wait to have a convo with Vinny behind the plate on Saturday.
I'm telling you, I've seen it in person. They don't mind.
Okay.
They interact. I think it's a New York thing. We just can't relate to it. All right, you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood?
Please
Hollywood
do, please.
And entertainment.
Brought to you by?
That's right. It's driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam, the general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Terrible story, but let's just get rid of it. Bears legend Steve McMichael passed away at age 67.
ALS.
ALS.
Awful.
Finally got him. It was terrible. He was diagnosed with the disease back in 2021, became paralyzed from the shoulders down. Such a big, strong guy. Terrible news. I think he was just inducted in the Hall of Fame last year, if you remember. Jared Payton, Walter's son, made the announcement that Steve passed away after a brave fight with ALS. During his 15-year career, Cakes, he had 95 sacks, 14 forced fumbles, an interception, and, of course, he won Super Bowl 20 with the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Was named first-team All-Pro twice, inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2024. So, terrible news there, but pour out a little for Steve McMichael. Billy McFarland is in the news, course, Fyre Festival's busted, but I think he's finally done something smart. He has decided to sell the brand.
Who would buy it?
Who would want that brand?
As he points out that it's dominated. Fyre Festival has a brand. It's dominated headlines for years.
Yeah,
gets all the attention. Every time you see news stories all over the place, there is a value
to the name. There's a negative connotation to it.
So
any publicity is good publicity.
He's basically admitting that I can't pull this off, but he's selling the brand, and I think there already has been a buyer.
Jeez. What, for $5?
He's
going to
sell the trademark, the intellectual property, the media, everything associated with Fyre. Someone who can execute the grand vision they have for the festival. There's now an auction. This might be the best move he's ever made.
Yeah, but what is the auction going to fetch?
Well, if he's not
a
part of it anymore,
you think it's going to go for high dollars? Over $1 million.
I think there's a chance. It's such a famous name. It's a huge name.
But what do you attach it to? Like, are you really going to come up with a
music festival? It's a famous name for a bad reason.
It is.
But
say we're rebranding it. It's under new ownership, and you have like a legit person involved.
Yeah, but a lot of people see it.
That's equivalent to buying a cruise ship and naming it the Titanic. Like you would never do that.
Titanic too.
In a million years.
It's like Blue Origin being called Challenger.
Who would book a cruise on the Titanic?
What I would equate it to was like when Napster went bust and then like Justin Timberlake bought it and tried to turn it into something. I don't think it really hit. I think I think it's busted now, but I don't know. I do think there's something to it, and I do think he will make some name. I don't think it's the kind of money he's looking for. I think this guy's trying to make, like...
You're going
to
buy a blimp and call it the Hindenburg?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
All right. I actually think it's a good idea.
Buff funny kids.
I actually think it's a good idea, but I guess I'm alone. Pope Francis passed away. Of course, been dominating the headlines of late, and you guys called it. There's been a spike in conclave viewership, Cakes.
There had to have been.
Big shocker. Let me see. The U.S. streaming viewership hit 18.3 million minutes watched on Tuesday.
Sounds like a lot of minutes.
After it became available on Prime Video. 6.9 million minutes on Monday. The data showed a 3,200% spike in week-over-week viewership. Everyone's checking it out.
Dying's good for business.
Good for business.
If the junk's all died in a blimp crash, our streams go crazy.
This is
talking a lot about blimps.
I am. I'm trying to fit as many blimp references in as I can.
Dude, I saw there was some video of a person. I mean, JP jumped out of a plane with the Golden Knights.
Correct.
They're the best in the world.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw there was something where they were in an air balloon,
mm-hmm.
and then they did a swing off of it. It was connected to something somehow.
Sounds dangerous.
And then dropped themselves and parachuted down.
Yeah.
Is there any chance in a million years?
No.
First of all, I would never get in the never get in the hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Because even though Jason has a relative that is an accomplished hot air balloonist.
Does that guy still do all that?
I would never, ever do it.
I don't ever talk to him, but it's my cousin, my distant cousin, but I assume he still does.
Oh, yeah, he's distant. He's way off in a hot air balloon somewhere.
He hasn't gone off yet? Just trying to explore the world?
He's gone around the world.
He's gone around the world in a balloon.
It's so dumb.
Can you imagine?
No. Can't even fathom it.
I can't even remember his name. My cousin, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but he's like your 20th cousin.
Yeah, I know. He lives in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
How is he related? Your mom had like 100 siblings.
Somewhere down the line.
I'm going to Google famous hot air balloonists. See if he comes up.
Yeah, do that.
And I'll you don't even know his name.
No, it'll ring a bell.
Once you see it.
Once I see it.
Let's see. These are all old dead guys. Not a chance.
Just Google famous current.
Well, say went around the world in a hot air balloon. Did he ever complete the mission? He did.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like the first. Because wasn't there like a race to be the first to go around the world in a hot air balloon? Didn't Richard Branson try to do it? I think he did ballooning. I'm telling you. All right, while you look that up, Pete Davidson is in the news, and it's obviously because of all of the money and the time he's spending removing his tattoos. Cakes, you care to guess how much he spent so far in removing tattoos? He says he's 30% done.
He spent $250,000.
Pretty close, $200,000. Mm. If I can't. This is a math problem I can't do. If you spent $200,000, you're 30% done.
This is for all these.
How much is he going to end up spending? It's about $1 million. About $1 million, roughly, because you double that, get to 500-ish, right? So here's how he says it works. Think about this. This is how brutal it is to get a tattoo removed. He says, it's a 6-week healing process each time you get one tattooed removed, okay? He's got like 200 different tattoos, okay? So it's 6 weeks between each one, all right?
Yeah.
Each tattoo is 10 to 12 sessions to get rid of it.
Okay.
So.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't even know. So 10 weeks, and then you got to wait 6 weeks to do another one.
My brain is just completely fried.
Right. It's going to take him. I think he's done the math. It's going to take him like 10 years and over $1 million to get rid of all these tattoos.
That's crazy.
But I think it's a good reason. They say, why are you doing this? And he says, it's very painful, as everyone says. He says, I used to be a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
I was a sad person. I felt ugly. And I needed to be covered up. Now, when I see those, I just see a sad drug addict.
Okay.
I don't want to be reminded of that.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Sure.
But it's going to be a 10-year process. If you've seen him in any commercials lately, I'm sure they're using some makeup. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, usually when I see guys get rid of tattoos, they still look like there's like remnants. You could see like faded, right? Yeah. Like how perfect is that process?
I have no clue.
I don't think it's that perfect.
Hey, Jason, your cousin's name isn't Steve Fawcett, is it? Because
no.
He went around the world in a hot air balloon in 13 days.
No, I believe it's Troy Bradley.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the guy.
It's Troy Bradley.
No, I remember Steve Fawcett.
By the way, Richard Branson and a dude named Per Lindstrand
took a hot air balloon across the Atlantic in 33 hours.
Yeah, I told you. He did some ballooning.
Not days, 33 hours.
Told you. Yeah. And last
I'm trying
but not
to find
least,
out exactly what he did. He did something just crazy.
Drabby.
Yeah, he got in a hot air balloon.
He got in one.
That's crazy enough.
Drabby, yeah. I know that this is the dream for you, but in reverse, Martha Stewart is going on record praising Glenn Powell. He's very handsome, and he has a really nice body. Is that the dream for you, Drabby?
Absolutely not.
You're not into that.
I'm not into. Am I into Martha Stewart and Glenn Powell potentially?
Martha Stewart is 83 years
now,
old.
Now, I will say this. I think Martha Stewart has aged now wonderfully.
Right.
Like, she's clearly had a lot of work done, but she doesn't look like she's had a lot of work done.
She looks pretty good considering.
She looks like she's about.
She's 83.
70 years old or 68 years old.
If Martha Stewart propositioned you, you were drunk at an Academy Awards party or something. You were at the Vanity Fair party.
No, but I'd make out with her.
You would?
I would make it. Yeah, for the story.
But you would draw the line at making out? Why not just go all the way?
I don't know.
It
gross.
Seems extreme.
It would be.
But making out is fine.
Yeah, man, I'd make out with her.
By the way, your cousin, Troy Bradley, inducted into the U.S. Ballooning Hall of Fame July 31, 2016.
Yeah, he. Nice.
This has to be the same guy.
It's the same guy.
Has to be.
No, he's the same guy.
He recorded the first U.S. to Africa balloon flight in 1992.
Yep, he's been doing it forever.
Your cousin is a stud, and you barely knew his name.
I've never met him. Don't even know how I'm related to him. I just know he's a distant cousin.
I know that you wouldn't go up in a hot air balloon with him.
Never.
Even though he's very accomplished.
Not for a lot of money.
I'm sure you wouldn't. All right, don't forget, Devontae Smith-Pelly will join us coming up in just about 20 minutes at 8:40. We'll talk about the Caps leading the Canadiens 2-0 in their playoff series.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.